Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. On occasion, here on Money Matters, I include the statement that I have covered a certain topic before and that the newscast may be one in a long line of articles and subjects that I have penned or recorded in the past. Once again, I can comfortably say I have covered today's topic many times before and will likely cover it again sometime in the future. Today's topic is, once again, the federal debt limit, and yes, we have reached it one more time. Put simply, the debt limit is the total amount of money that the United States government is authorized to borrow to meet its legal obligations and subsequently pay its bills, which are quite extensive. Once the legal limit is reached, one could say the government can't spend any more, but we all know that's more like it shouldn't spend any more. Unlike my house and probably yours too, however, the government's house doesn't run out of money and therefore run into trouble like you and I would. The government instead pretends to wring its proverbial hands, begins the party infighting and blame game, and the two sides of the aisle start the ever so familiar dance we've seen so many times before, like 100 times before since the mid-1940s. The dance is the national two-step, negotiating to raise the limit while having its bank, which is the Federal Reserve, dip into the money pits that exist throughout the government's financial conduits to carry them along until an agreement is reached. While they do this dance, they ask the Fed and the U.S. Comptroller, which is the CPA for the government, so to speak, to do some fancy bookkeeping magic, which they call extraordinary measures, and conjure up some more money from somewhere legal so they can keep borrowing and therefore keep spending. This goes on until both parties agree to some sort of budget. Please note that I use the word budget rather loosely. The federal debt ceiling was raised in December of 2021 by $2.5 trillion to $31 trillion and then some, and they are expected to have completely spent all of that right about now. When they can't seem to agree right away on a new budget, don't fret. They have another trick up their sleeve. They can just suspend the debt limit, and they've done that 7 times before since 2013. Don't you wish you could do that at your household? Keep in mind, the whole fiasco is not a spending limit, it's a borrowing limit in order for the government to keep spending. Take note there. Is no spending limit. Should the debt limit not be raised, as we have been told or threatened so many times before, the government could be forced to default on its debt obligations. Heaven forbid such an event. If it were to occur, would roil financial markets and cause chaos around the globe. But don't start unlocking the apocalypse bunker just yet. I would say the chance of that happening, where they actually default, is when the proverbial pigs start flying. Although the Democrats and the Republicans threaten each other, and us in the process, that one side or the other has to give way and give up. It's more like a grand game of chicken that both sides know neither wants to reach the ultimate checkmate conclusion. In other words, a default ain't gonna happen anyhow, anytime, folks. It's more like how much political damage can be inflicted on the other using the blame game before the conclusion of the game results in the proverbial deal. So now we're in the midst of it. The borrowing limit approaches with every check written, and if the deal is not reached, they'll probably suspend the limit until the deal is reached. Many moons ago, starting in October of 2013, the government fighting over Obamacare, for among other reasons, caused a partial government shutdown, and therefore the national parks were closed along with other non-essential government services and locations. 800,000 government employees were sent home without pay, only to find it was a paid vacation, as furloughed employees were eventually paid by congressional action, even though they just sat home while the two political parties just duked it out. God bless Uncle Sam, right? I could go on, but you get the picture. It's made out to be a serious issue, but the way they have always handled it in the past turns it into a reoccurring bunch of hooey, which is to say, don't you worry about it. And if you don't understand all of what I've said today, don't worry. I'll cover what I missed this time around, next time around. That does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this opinion today in the newscast is my opinion only. It's not the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, or this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Money!